Hi, I'm Colleen.
And I'm Mary Kate. And you're listening to
Twinteresting.
So, Mary Kate, how did you start your morning?
I started my morning getting up early to watch the closing ceremony of the Winter Olympics. Yeah, so that was fun. We got up early to do that.
Now, you say you got up early, but
we both got up.
We should probably explain that our early is South Korea's very, very late.
Oh,
so it
right.
was Sunday night for
well,
them.
Yeah, if you don't know, the Olympics have been happening the last 2 weeks in Pyeongchang.
Well, specifically, we're in America, so that gives us a point of reference for our time zone.
Right, yes. So we're in America, so what they do is they air everything in our evening, so it's like 24 hours after it's happened. Which is fine, except, like, we don't want to listen to the...
Commentary?
The commentary, the American commentary, so we like to watch it live.
Mm-hmm. Which is really fun, because you hilariously have no idea what's going on.
No idea what's happening.
So then you can just kind of guess.
This morning I hadn't had any coffee, and I was like, I don't know what's happening, mm-hmm. and I'm also not awake, so... Yeah. But we specifically wanted to see EXO perform, which... They did perform at the very, very end.
Guys. You just got to go back and watch
it.
It was great.
So you could watch the whole thing to wait for that moment at the end, or probably just find that little bit at the end.
It was a good time.
What song did they sing?
EXO has this great song called Growl, G-R-O-W-L. It's probably my favorite K-pop song of all time, because it was the first K-pop song... music video I ever watched, and it was, like, life-changing. I could tell you where I was when I watched it.
Yeah, it really was, because when she came back from China to America, she's like, you gotta watch this music video. And I had no idea what K-pop was, and I was like, whoa, these guys are dancing, and not speaking any English or any, you know, words that I would recognize, but it definitely grows on you, so.
Yes.
That's our K-pop recommendation for the week.
There we go, yeah.
EXO's Growl
on
YouTube.
Very nice. Now... obviously, you've had to go through the rest of the day. You're a little bit tired because you started
off
so early.
Yeah.
So today we wanted to focus our episode on finding joy in the little moments, because I would say for most of us, the days are long and hard and it gets dark early. And
winter.
We've been discussing how we get through those long stretches where there's not really anything exciting to look forward to.
Right.
Now that the Olympics are over, I feel like there's a bit of a drop in my emotional...
It was even sad this morning. They're like, okay, like, the Olympics have ended. It's over. Like, there was a very final in their ending, and,
That's
like, the torch light went out.
Oh, that was the saddest part.
It was a sad moment. And so it's like, this unity that was happening in the world, you know, that has stopped now. There was a sudden end to the unity. But for Colleen and I think, like, trying to find... golden nuggets, is that what you called them?
Yeah, little nuggets.
Little nuggets.
They could be golden, sure.
Whatever colored nuggets.
Probably not chicken nuggets, though.
But little nuggets, like, every day, even, you know, as we go through the grind Monday through Friday. So that's what today's episode's going to be about, the little nuggets in our life.
Mm-hmm.
So would you like to go first?
Sure, yeah. I'll take a crack at it. My little nuggets usually come in the form of conversations, because I'm a very relational person, and I really... retain what people say to me, whether it's peers, whether it's students. Usually it's little children or, like, maybe my ESL students. I connected with a student this week online who asked me if I had any children, and when I said no, he then later asked me if I played tennis with my boyfriend, and I said no, and he said, oh, so your cat's your boyfriend. And to me, that was just so humorous, because he's using his English words that he knows. And
how did he know you have a cat?
We did talk about cats, yeah.
Okay.
So that came up before I said I had no children.
Mm.
He likes to ask lots of questions, so he really makes the lessons that we have very fun. But I told him I had a cat, and then explained, you know, that was my family. And so his next conclusion was, if I don't have a boyfriend, but I have a cat... therefore, my cat is my
apparently
boyfriend.
On this podcast, Colleen has no family other than her cat. So,
I mean, it's weird to say, oh, my sister's sleeping in the room next door because it's 6 a.m. here. I just haven't figured out a good way to go about addressing the sleeping members of my family.
Yeah.
If the cat, like, peeps his face into the camera, it's more natural to bring it
mm-hmm.
up. If you peeped your face into the camera, it would be pretty awkward. Yeah.
Oh, man.
So, yeah, I've just, you haven't come up as much as my cat for some reason.
That's okay.
Yeah. So that was a golden nugget for me. Now, for you, Mary Kate, what kind of things are golden nuggets?
I would say golden nuggets for me are also time spent with people. Mm-hmm. Conversations that we have are very meaningful to me, but just the time together. So, like, this past week, I just had a lot of really good interactions with friends from high school and college and clients that I'm currently working with through the Enneagram. Like, just lots of really good discussion. I've gotten to meet a lot of really interesting people through my Enneagram business through social media. So it's just really exciting to, like, have conversations with people.
Yeah.
And I will say, like, there are things such as, you know, watching a good movie or, like, reading a book when you normally don't make time for those things.
Yeah.
Eating sushi, like I did that this past week. You know, like, little enjoyable things like that.
Yeah.
Are kind of golden nuggets for otherwise, like, dreary winter days where you're like, oh, you know, I haven't seen the sun in a while.
Yeah.
So those are definitely nuggets for me.
It's a really good point. I think, conversely, social media interactions with people, those can sometimes be very negative.
Oh, yeah, they can be super draining.
And I think it's important to keep your eyes open for when mm-hmm. things are good.
Right.
Because they're not always that way.
Yeah.
And they're not always guaranteed to be that way. And it's helped me be more appreciative and grateful.
Mm-hmm.
I think longer work days for me means that when I come home, if I can light a candle and sit down in a chair and put my feet up and read a book for a few minutes, like, that can become this little golden nugget where
mm-hmm.
I have this moment of peace to myself.
Right. And I've actually, like, unfortunately, because of what I do for a living, like, I can't fast from social media. I can't give that up entirely because of so much of me getting my content out there is through social media. But when I'm not using it for work and I'm, you know, having downtime recreationally, like, I've removed Facebook and Instagram and Twitter from, like, my home screen so that I have to, like, if I want to open them, I have to search for them in my phone.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Because it slows me down. Like, it's so natural to be like, I'm bored. Let me look on Instagram.
Right.
And then I just get depressed and sad because I'm like, oh, you know, look at my life right now.
Right.
Very, like, unimpressive compared to the people I follow.
That's true.
But then I was like, wait a minute, I've got Amazon Kindle on my phone. Let me just read a book that I downloaded. And so I'm, like, finding, okay, if I want to have the comfort of being on my phone, I can still, like, be reading a book and doing something that isn't comparing myself to other people on social media.
Yeah.
And I've had to give up YouTube, essentially, because I'm doing very well on my K-pop fast, I think. I have not listened to my favorite K-pop music.
The only time she stumbled is when I've accidentally started singing.
Yeah.
So I've also tried to refrain from singing mm-hmm. out loud.
But it's, like, really cut back on, like, the amount of time I would spend on YouTube, you know, kind of stalking different people and watching concerts and stuff, so.
Yeah. Really good point.
So we'd love to know, like, what are some nuggets that you guys encounter in your day-to-day life? You know, what are little, just, like, blessings from above, if you will? You know, what little things do you encounter throughout your day that's just like, oh, wow, like, that's a blessing in the sense that it's really just helping me get through difficult thing you might be going through?
Because we all acknowledge, like, winter is a tough season to get through.
Yeah.
It's cold. It's not light out for very long. It's hard to find the motivation to even physically be active if you're the kind of person who likes to maybe exercise or go outside. You can feel pretty limited with, you know, what you can do to kind of unwind and decompress. So if you've had revelations that you've experienced during the winter of, like, mm-hmm. how to just keep your spirits up, feel free to share them with us because I think we can all agree that we can lean on each other for some guidance and support.
And honestly, like, now that we are kind of ending winter, like, we're easing out of that and into spring, fingers crossed that that's really happening because we live in Ohio, so it may not be spring for a long time. But we do occasionally have nice days. So, like, mm-hmm. there was one day last week that was really nice, and that was, like, I wanted to be outside. And normally I'm not an outdoorsy person, but that was a day where I was like, even I can appreciate, you know, walking around outside, so.
Very true.
So taking time to, like, go outside, look around. I know that I've experienced and also read, it's proven that if you're feeling depressed and, like, mentally not in a good place, that being outdoors automatically helps that.
I would agree. Even taking deep breaths.
Yes.
Deep breaths are really important.
Yeah.
An act of forcing yourself to slow down to take mm-hmm. a deep enough breath to exhale can completely alter how you're carrying yourself.
We have a new segment for you guys. We're going to call this the Minho Minute.
That's right.
And this is the time in the episode where we will be sharing with you a concern we have about our cat. So some background information for you. This is our first cat. Colleen and I grew up in dog-only families, so we're very experienced with normal dog behavior and what abnormal dog behavior would look like, but we really have no frame of reference for what normal cat behavior looks like.
Yes.
So we have been cat parents for 6 months now, and yeah, we still don't really know what we're doing.
Right, and I've made Mary-Kate stop looking on all of the cat forums and websites
right.
on the internet
that
because
was...
basically they all tell you that your cat is dying from some unknown crazy disease.
I am that person who, like, WebMD is my own symptoms, so I do it with the cat, too. And, like, every morning, you know, Colleen will we'll have breakfast or whatever, and I'm like, okay, here's what I found about the cat today. But what I thought would be more helpful than me trying to find information from the internet is have our listeners, who are cat people, mm-hmm. share with us what your thoughts are right. on what Minho's problem is of the week. Because he's got a lot of problems, so yeah. we'll just share a different one every week with you.
Would you like to tell them what this week's problem has been for you?
Why don't you tell them? Because I liked how you phrased it earlier.
What do I do when my cat follows me around like a shark?
Like a shark. So it really is, I don't know how to describe this behavior other than what a shark does when it's hunting something and it mm-hmm. circles the person in the water
right.
before kind of going in for the kill.
Yeah.
Which that part does follow. So Minho will circle us, not together, but when he gets one of us on our own,
mm-hmm.
circle a couple times with like the fin in the air, like the tail. And if you move in any way or...
That's offensive to him
yes.
or threatening.
Yeah. And sometimes you don't even have to do anything. Sometimes there's no movement involved. He'll either like jump up at you or latch on to your leg or just bite you in the knee. I mean, mm-hmm. he doesn't have, like, a specific go-to for attack, but it's coming. Like, the pounce is coming.
He's very versatile in
yes,
his skills.
Yes.
He's got a lot of options in his tool belt.
So, we'd like to hear from new cat owners, you know, is that normal behavior?
Right. Should we start investing in some sort of, like, a shark bait?
Bat shark repellent. Yeah. That's what we need.
That was the logical
yeah.
thing that I was thinking of, too.
Here. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So, either that, the repellent, or some shark chum. We're trying to figure out what to throw at him mm-hmm. to appease him. But we're very open to your hints and suggestions.
Yes.
Well, all that's right. all we have for today. We'll talk to you soon.
Have a great week.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.